Good morning. Welcome to Mellnex teleconference concerning the results for the fourth quarter of 2021. Present with us today are Mr. Leandro Mellnex, Chairman of the Board, Mr. Juliano Mellnex, CEO, and Mr. Vinicius Mastro Rosa, CFO and Investor Relations Director. We would like to inform you that this event is being recorded and all participants will only be listening to the company's presentation. Immediately after that, we will begin the questions and answers session for analysts and investors only, when further instructions will be provided. In case you require assistance during the call, you may request an operator by pressing asterisk zero. This event is being transmitted simultaneously over the internet via webcast and can be accessed at the website ri.mellnex.com.br. The replay of the event will be available as soon as it ends. Before we proceed, we would like to clarify that any statements that might be made during this teleconference regarding business prospects of the company, as well as its operating and financial projections and goals, are based on the beliefs and assumptions held by Mellnex management and on the information currently available to the company. Forward-looking considerations are not a guarantee of performance and involve risk, uncertainties, and assumptions since they refer to future events that depend on circumstances that may or may not happen. Investors should understand that general economic conditions, industry conditions, and other operating factors may affect future outcomes for the company and may lead to results that materially differ from those expressed in these considerations. I would like now to give the floor to Mr. Vinicius Mastro Rosa, CFO and Investor Relations Director. Mr. Mastro Rosa, you have the floor.
Good morning, everyone. It's a pleasure to be here in one more Mellnex earnings call. I would like to begin by slide number two. Let's start with the highlights of the year. The volume of launched PSV in the year reached 1.1 billion reais, which was the highest level of launches in the history of the company. On the graph on the side, you can see the history of our net income, which last year reached 83 million reais. Also, the highest volume in the last 6 years in the company. At the bottom on the left, our land bank, which has a potential PSV of 5.4 billion reais and 1.3 billion of potential PSV, is concentrated on projects on lands which has already been approved for projects, which gives us great flexibility in a moment in which the market is more volatile, so we can choose the best moment, the best products to put in the market. On the bottom on the right, also very important in 2021, the consolidation of our strategy of having business units outside of our core business, which is the development in Porto Alegre. I'd like to highlight our business unit Urbanizadora, which in 2021 finished had 11 projects, more than 800 million reais in PSV, and the last four projects, they were 100% sold at the moment they were launched. Also our partnerships in Porto Alegre with companies, smaller companies which focus on smaller PSVs in moments in which our company is highly capitalized and the cost of capital has been increasing. We have had many opportunities for us to close good partnerships with companies with good track records and a good name in the market. We are very comfortable in doing business with them. Moving on to the next slide, number three. Once again, the launches in the year. As I said, Mellnex share was 800 million reais, along nine projects this year, eight from Urbanizadora, which is a growth of 60% in launches in relation to the previous year. In the next slides, we can see our launches in the year with a PSV and the percentage. Go Rio Branco, Casa Viva, which is a lot development from Urbanizadora, 100% sold. Botanique, 42% sold. In the next slide, number five, Seeing Boa Vista, Hillside Art Country Club, which was a very iconic project launched in the third quarter of last year. It's very important for the city, high end, and it's already 55% sold. And the next slide, number six, the last quarter's launches with more impact. Go Carlos Gomes and Go Cidade Baixa, well located, and also with a high percentage of, so in spite of being launched recently. It's important to note that the products that have just been launched, projects that have been launched along the year, are the ones who are 30-40% sold, which are projects that are high-end, that very well located, and whose construction has just started, and we are very comfortable with the performance of these projects, and we are safe in the knowledge that they will perform very well in terms of sales until the end of construction, and will be delivered just in 2024, so we still have plenty of time. Moving on to slide number seven, we talk a little bit more about our volume of sales. In the fourth quarter, we sold 200 million net, one of the strongest quarters for us since the second quarter of 2020. So our fourth quarter was very strong. In the year, we sold 616 million reals, a little above last year, the previous year. The year was a little disturbed because of the high inflation and costs, construction costs. And we are transferring this as much as possible to our sales prices. The margin was 14%. So we noticed an impact of this in the speed of sales. The next slide, number eight, we break down our inventory. We closed the year with 1 billion reals in stock in inventory, 70% under construction. And out of this inventory, the vast majority, you can see in the graph, 455 million will be delivered in 2024 and later. Our finished units inventory, the graph on the upper right side, we have only 50 million reals of finished inventory, 40% of our inventory, of our sales. And we ended the year with 293 million reals of finished units inventory. And as you know, most of these urbanizadoras finished unit inventories and the residential projects do not worry us. It's a very healthy volume considering the size of our operation. The market's presenting a little bit difficulty, our commercial inventory is a little more complicated. Our strategy of renting, reversible rental, is being very successful, and we are being able to convert these rentals into sales. So we move on with this strategy, and this inventory will continue decreasing in the next years. In the graph on the bottom, to show you that most part of the 1.1 billion that we delivered in 2021, 900 million is already sold. So the finished units inventory this year in 2022 will not go up. We have the 12 months to sell both our finished units inventory and the inventory of launches. Now I would like to give the floor to Julian, talk about the next slides. Good morning, everyone. I will continue the presentation talking about slide nine, our land bank. We have 3.8 billion reals now, and most of this was acquired through swaps, as you can see in the graph. And the part that was bought acquired in cash, most of them are short term. So we are in phase of pre-launches in this quarter. I'd like to highlight in at the lower side, the bottom, 1.3 billion in projects already approved for launch, gives us the gives us comfort to choose the best projects and the best moments. and avoid the more difficult moments in the market, and also speed up the launches when the market is more favorable. The slide on the right, on the bottom right, we have a picture of some of these projects to show you the quality of this land bank. It's Nilópolis land. For those who know Porto Alegre, it's a very good location. Moving on to slide number 10, our short-term land bank. In looking at the picture on the left side, we can see the map of Porto Alegre, and we can see in the darker green shade area, this is the higher, the premium neighborhoods. So our launches for this year are more located, are more concentrated in high-end products. Now on slide number 11, I'd like to highlight our business unit Urbanizadora. It's a very mature business present in 11 cities, in 10 cities. It sold practically 100% of its units with gain in margins. So we are doing very well, and we hope to continue the same performance in coming years. Now in slide 12, on the left side, we'd like to talk about Open Business Unit. It's a federal affordable housing project, Casa Verde Amarela. We already had some operations since launch that were 100% Melnik, two projects, 100% Melnik operation, 150 million of PSV, and also a partnership, 50-50% in Esteio, in the greater Porto Alegre area. And on the right side, on the slide, we can see our partnerships with small and middle-sized companies where we can have a very good performance. We already have three partnerships confirmed. Some of them are under study, and they are the lower PSVs than Melnik's average. So we are very competitive in these higher PSV projects, but this is a market that the company was not exploiting, and these partnerships will allow us to exploit this lower PSV in a place we know very well, and we think we can do very good partnerships in this market. So we are moving ahead and trying to close these partnerships. And we have a legal model that was designed to present low risk to the company. I'd like now to give the floor back to Vinicius. Thank you, Juliana. Moving on to slide number 13, our financial indicators. We closed the year with 772 million reals of revenue, 185 million in gross profit. Our gross margin in the fourth quarter, it suffered a little because of our sales mix. As I said in previous slides, we had a good performance of finished units inventory. In the commercial inventory, we have to give it a little bit more discount. So, and this ended up pulling the margin a little lower. It's important to highlight that our construction cost is updated monthly, and we are very safe that the cost we have projected is already taken into account in our balance. So we didn't impact in the fourth quarter. So it was really the impact of this sales mix and some discounts we had to offer in some units. We are very comfortable, and we are assured about the performance of our company and the budgets for our projects, which continue being updated on a monthly basis. In the graph on the bottom, our gross profit, our net income was 83 million. The highest in the past years. In the next slide, number 14, it's a very important subject. We have been following the provision for cancellations, 124 million of provision. We closed the year, and these are 72 million reals are provisions for clients that are compliant with their payments. PSV to be delivered in the next 12 months. And since we are with a very high PSV to be delivered in the next 12 months, as you can see in the bottom right-hand side graph, more than a billion. Our provision for compliant customers is also very high at 72 million. Depending on the volume the company is operating with its PSV, and this has a direct correlation with our provision for compliance. Our provision for defaulters, which is more important, we are reducing this provision quarter after quarter. For those who remember in 2020, it was 140 million. Everything was all provisioned within our balance sheet. And we have been cleaning out our portfolio. The market has been following this. We have been disclosing this, as you can see in the graph at the bottom. So in the last 1.5 years, we have been reducing this by 6-7%. We have 1/3 of what we had in 2020. And this number will continue going down and we'll get close to zero along this year. We have 52 million of provision for defaulters. I think it's important to highlight, we do not see any increase in default. So our portfolio is at the same level we have had since 2019 when these levels of default started going down. And since 2019, it has been going down and there's nothing new here. Next slide, number 15, our SG&A. We closed the year with 48 million in G&A. Comparing with last year, 2020, we suffered a lot because of the paralyzations in work that we had because of the beginning of the pandemic. But the most indicator here is G&A over revenue. And we are at a level we think is appropriate. And we don't see this indicator going up. This is for SG&A, our fourth quarter. We had a very important cost to prepare a launch, a huge launch in 2022, which is Nilo. In the next slide, number 16, a very important point, which is our financial solidity. As you can see in the graph on the upper left-hand side, our indebtedness has been basically gone to zero. The company practically does not have debt. It's just 12 million in a cash position of 400 million reals. And this is more than 1/3 of our equity and 50% of the company's market cap. In this, at the moment we find ourselves in the market, the cost of capital going up, this is still even more relevant, because it brings us a lot of opportunities, as I said in the beginning of the presentation. We have many companies in Porto Alegre which have a good track record. And in this moment, our company, because it's capitalized, finds a lot of opportunities for partnerships with these products, in products with PSVs in which Melnik would not act on. So in this moment of interest rates and our country's economic situation, zero debt and high cash position, a strong cash position, this is very good to us. And we have been having many opportunities. It's important to highlight in the graph on the right side, we also have been distributing dividends. In 2021, we distributed in dividends and stock buybacks. Plus, we have already been approved, totaled 106 million reals, which is a little over 13% of the company's market cap. It's a very relevant number in terms of return on equity for the stockholders. I would like now to give the floor to Julian for his considerations before the Q&A. Well, good morning again, everyone. I think 2021 was a really challenging one because of COVID and the macroeconomic changes we have been having with a, substantial increase in the interest rates, which affects our segment directly. In spite of that, we're able to grow 62% in terms of launched PSV and 40% of growth in profits. It's the highest profit the company had in the last 6 years. Even with the changes, our engineering is extremely reliable and the construction had no surprise. And our Urbanizadora business unit sold 100% of its unit in the last 4 projects, all of them with gains in margin. And as I said at the end of the presentation, we have a robust cash position, no indebtedness. And this also brings us the possibility of financial gains. We are very strong to face this moment and take advantage of the opportunities a capitalized company has in moments of crisis, whether it be in the purchase of land, and also if there is an improvement in the scenario, we are ready to take advantage of this improvement. So thank you all. We are open now to questions. Thank you. We will now begin our Q&A sessions for analysts and investors only. In case you have any question, press *1 on your phone. If at any moment your question has been answered, you may leave the queue by pressing *2. Questions will be answered in the order they are received. Please hold while we post the questions. Our first question, it is from Elvis Credential, BTG Pactual. Good morning, Juliano, Vinicius, Leandro. I have 2 questions. First, about launches. If you can give us an update as what the launches are now in the beginning of the year. And what is the demand like for this project? If you can share what you can see in terms of launches for the year, the remainder of the year. If you think this challenging macro scenario is more is going to present some difficulty. So what you see in terms of volume of launches, if it will be more conservative or if you think you can be a little more aggressive. And the next question is more regarding the partnerships you are making with the developers in Porto Alegre. If you think you can grow PSVs following this strategy, all the partnerships that have already been closed, and how much you think you can grow, and what the returns are on these investments with these partners. How these returns compare with the projects you usually develop? Well, let me start by answering the launches for the year. Casa Zen, as is already being is already known, it's a huge success. Its units have already been sold out, which means a growth in the Urbanizador. It continues very strong. It's being very well exploited. And the changes the COVID crisis has brought in, making people looking for more open spaces. So this project is very successful. And Nilo, we are at a pre-launch phase and we are doing very well. We have a few delays, but the first unit sold, it's within the curve we programmed. We are going to begin the launch phase, but it's been moving along quite well. So we're very satisfied with these launches in the beginning of the year. Leandro, just to complement this question, and in an ample vision, a more broader vision, the results of our current launches is the result of the possibility of we have of having a huge land bank that has been acquired over swaps. So what impacted the performance in the segment was an increase in cost. It was one of the segments with better performance, but we considered the launches for this year as Juliane commented, we have Zen product, which is ResDen. It's a segment of condominiums that is being doing very well. And also a high-end segment, which is a segment that's doing very well, the upper income market. And the next launches in the year, we have also concentrated in these segments. On a macro vision, when you compare Porto Alegre with São Paulo, which is our reference, we understand that we're going to have a decrease, a significant decrease in launches in Porto Alegre, because these are mostly small and middle-sized companies. And very few publicly traded companies, which means that these companies, these small and medium-sized companies, suffered more because they are less prepared in terms of their own resources and possibilities of raising capital. So in these moments of crisis and instability, these small and medium-sized companies, they hold on to launches a little bit more. They hold off on launches, and we see the possibility of launches in the city as a whole. And our understanding is to concentrate in a segment that is a little better, that, which is the medium income and high income segments. And continuing your answer in relation to partnerships, we are closing. We have already discussed and we have been closing some partnerships since last year. And in these moments of crisis, it's the right moment to do so. So what is the volume? It's difficult to be precise about this, but the market issue. But certainly we were going to have launches, more than one during the year. And for us, it's very important because we work in this part of the market, which is one part of the market that we today do not reach, which is lower PSVs. And this model we have is very interesting. It brings us some comfort in relation to costs. So we believe strongly in this segment, but it's hard. If you look at the market, we don't know what we're going to have in terms of land available and partners available. We have an inside number, but because the company does not like to provide guidance, we prefer not to estimate future PSVs or increments of future PSVs. Okay. Thank you, Juliano, Leandro. Good morning. Our next question from André Dibi from Itaú BBA. Good morning. I have a question here regarding gross margin. As you said in the presentation, there was no effect of the mix, but in the beginning of the year, how do you see this prospect as you see in this scenario of commodities going up because of the crisis? If we could expect a reduction in the budgets in this first quarter. I will begin the answer and Leandro will continue. Gross margin, it was exactly this. Vinicius here. It was exactly this, what I said during the call. We're talking about price, the price of recent inventory in which the INCC index affected, but this low margin was due to inventory. So there was no reduction. There was no impact in terms of the cost of construction. Looking forward, I think what's important is we have a big mix of gross margins, projects within the company. Since our IPO, we have been rebuying some swaps we made because we have cash, and we have some projects regarding land banks that we bought last year with a mix of 38% in cash. So this mix will change as we launch and sell, and this is strategy change is natural. It can bring some volatility in the margin, in this case, more positive, because we have we had a low level of margins in the fourth quarter. But regarding budget, indeed, we talked extensively about this issue recently because of the increasing in the cost of construction. But the most up-to-date information we have are in our budgets already. So there's no reason to expect a revision in these costs. Just to complement this, the engineering has shown extremely reliable. We did not have any surprises in terms of costs. And we are very comfortable this year. Not that the year will not have its challenges in regarding to cost of materials, but we are very confident. We are not going to have any extreme variations in our costs. The company's engineering has great experience to go through these moments. Thank you. It's clear. Thank you. Our next question is from Juan Ajetón from XP Investment. Good morning, Juliano. Thank you for the presentation. My question is simple. I would like to know how you see the issue with the land in these last few periods. If the prices of land has been changing, and now that you're changing the mix with swaps and cash. Well, thank you for your question. What we can see, even in moments of crisis, those very well located plots of land, the ones in the best places in the city, they also have this capacity of maintaining value. But we have been able to buy good land, and this is going to be a year of launches in land in very good places. The plots of lands that are farther away from these places, we see a decrease in price, both in cash acquisitions or swaps. So we see some opportunities in this kind of land. We continue our policy of buying cash, those plots of land that fit our margin, the result we are searching, and the ones that move around very quickly, the ones that we can buy in a year, promote in the next year and sell. So these are this is land we don't have to carry over on our inventory. Those plots of land that we are better to buy through swap, these are the bigger land, the ones that involve several phases. Land, we believe the time until approval can be longer. So we prefer to buy this land through swaps because of these macroeconomic changes that happened last year. And we know our country when you buy land. And when we thought we would launch in a year, and then it takes longer and the interest rate goes up and it brings difficulty for the company's financials. So we like those land that whether it's a good moment or bad moment, we are able to launch, and we're going to launch this during the year. They are more resilient to crisis. So this is land that it's worth buying cash because we can trust we'll launch in the next year. Of course, depending on the scenario, but those that will bring in the best results for the company. The ones which do not fit this premise will continue being bought through swaps. Our next question is from Carlos from Condor Insider. For 2022, should we expect a gross margin close to 23% or 26%? How do you see the market demand for our standards of prices? The launch strategy for 2022 has gone through some changes due to interest and inflation. I think gross margin we have already answered. Juliano, if you want to talk about the launch strategy. Yes. We adjusted our strategy, our launch strategy, and we are going to have a year with launches that will be aimed at a higher income, a middle income, probably with an average PSEV a little higher, which means a fewer number of launches. But those, we took advantage of our approved land bank, which allows us to move around with some of these launches. And we work with some higher end, the ones we call here iconic launches. So Arts Country Club, as we launched last year, we are now launching Nilo, which is the most prime location in the city. And we showed you in the presentation a highlight of a project in Nilopolis, which is across from Encalls Square, which is across from Encalls Grass. It's a huge piece of land, very well located. So these are crisis-proof. They are the stars of the company. So in this challenging moment, more iconic land, aiming at upper income markets. So this is our strategy. In relation to what we see here at our end, of course, the increase in interest rates makes the client more biased towards value his money, their money. So leave the money in the bank, take advantage of these high yields. And that's why this iconic land, this land that we have some differentials, we believe these are projects that we can take the client out of their comfort zone and convince them to buy these projects. But the client, the customer knows that in 12 months, they will find another similar land. He prefers to sit down on his resources and wait. When he can see that there is a project that is not, that cannot be copied, it's a unique project, so they prefer, they know this project will not be found, a similar project will not be found, so they prefer to invest their money. So these products, we believe, will take these customers out of their comfort zones, because these are customers who are more capitalized, and they tend to leave the money in the bank, so we have to offer them a great alternative, so they take the money out of the bank and invest in these projects. Our next question is from Santiago Santos. Considering the current stock price, share price, and the company's high cash position, wouldn't be the moment to speed up stock buybacks while the stock is at these prices? Hi, Santiago. Vinicius here. Regarding future strategies, we really cannot comment, but I think the concept is important. If you look in 2021, we distributed to the stockholders among dividends and stock buybacks 106 million reals. So this is 23 million reals over the profit of the year. So we distributed more than 100% of our profit. If you look at our balance today, we distributed all the profit we could distribute in our balance, of course, not including the legal reserves. But this shows that the company's head right now is we do not have any problem of returning capital to our investors. We invest our money, we generate ROE. We have a ruler, a standard of ROEs to do new businesses. So we only put our money when we believe this will generate a very interesting return, given our cost of capital. And as we, it's not a rule, but as we reap these profits, we do not have any problems in returning these profits of this capital to our stockholders. Our next question is from Rafael Redet from Safra. Thank you all for your presentation. If you could detail how the increasing prices of the units is going on with the SOS at current levels. How do you feel about these increasing prices in relation to sales over supply ratio and prices in general? How do we position ourselves? We're always looking for higher margins. And since we are looking for, we are aiming our launches at higher end projects, these projects naturally do not have a very high SOS at the start. These are like the ones aimed at investors, small units. The high-end products, they have a good start, but then the pace of sales continues constant. So we observe, we look, and then we plan our launches to add value. So, of course, we do not want to start construction with low sales. Our strategy always demands having a good level of sales before we start construction, but we do not want to force these curves, even if, as long as it's at a healthy level. Our products, if you consider our launches, our last projects, they have been selling very well in relation to their margins and have been fulfilling our goals. Just to complement, there is an interesting question here regarding the company's strategy. I think it's a great asset for Melnik to operate all the tendencies, all the segments in the real estate segment in Porto Alegre. Porto Alegre has a huge land bank, especially the one acquired through swaps. Why do I talk about this? Because we can focus our launches where the market is responding in a more positive way for each moment, for each year. If we can see our strategy with clarity this year, last year we had a very quick change in macroeconomic in terms of interest rates, and we were able to reposition our launches to launches within the year itself and the next year, so the current year, to middle and upper middle and upper income segments, which are projects with high differentiating factors. And in the lots development, we are focusing on gated condominiums in cities that can absorb this, in condominiums that would be vacation homes, second homes. So these margins are well within these changes of macroeconomic change that happen in Brazil. And we are able to very quickly change the focus of our work. So we are able to invest more in the upper income and high-end income, and also the lots developments as first and second homes. And we are able to allocate our launches in these segments. I think this helps answering the question. Our next question is from Rafael Eber from RJE Gestor. Good morning. Thank you for your congratulations for your results in a very challenging moment. Could you please give me some feedback regarding the recent launch, the recent Melnik Day in relation to local real stock brokers, real estate brokers? Well, Rafael, good morning. Yesterday, we had our sales convention, we call Melnik Day. It was full house. We had hundreds of people in the place. So it's very good to see these in-person events coming back. We know it causes some extra pressure within the company. But in spite of the moment, of the challenging moment, we are very excited about our event. The event will happen now in April. Of course, we do not give guidance. This is company's policy, but I think this is a very resilient event that even during the pandemic, it was not in person, but it still was able to show good levels of sales. And this resilience was able to help us quite a lot during the year. And we were able to create an extra, almost like an extra quarter. So we are expecting that this will help us very much with sales, especially sales of inventory. So it's a moment of high expectation, but we do not offer this guidance, as I said. We now close our Q&A sessions. I would like now to give the floor to Mr. Vinicius Mastrohosa for his final remarks. Thank you again for your presence in this earnings call. And we are always at your disposal for any questions. Thank you very much. Melnick's teleconference is now closed. We thank you for your participation. Have a good day.